Hi, and welcome to the DIY Photo Organizing Podcast, focusing on topics to help you with your photo management. I'm Chantal from Photos in Order.
And I'm Fiona from Photo Helper. Hey, Chantal, how are you?
Hello, I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. It always feels different now that we're doing monthly and we don't chat as much as on these podcasts, but we definitely keep them full of information. So it's good. It's good. And we've got another one today, which hopefully we think is going to be a good one. I think it's a really good topic that really impacts everybody because we're talking about the folder structure and our storing of our photos. So the topic today is using a folder structure to store photos outdated. And our answer, no, not outdated. So that's it for today, and we'll see you next month.
Yes, but right.
We have more to say about this topic. So our regular listeners might remember that we did recently ask for your input into a survey. And we, we were thinking, we were just having a general conversation, weren't we, about whether or not folder structure is still used these days. I know you do a lot with your digital clients and you have a lot of very clear hands-on experience in this area. And we'll talk more about what we're talking, what we're saying with this photo organizing. Is it common in photo organizing? But the bottom line is it's not outdated. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that in this episode today.
So yeah, before we go there, thanks to all those who have responded, actually, we got heaps of answers and also remarks. Most really took their time and left us with some more input and feedback and questions that we'll get into towards the end of today's episode. So the aim with the survey was really to find out, what do people use these days? Do they, mostly use that classic good old folder structure, very simple, very easy, or do people use photo management programs? Do they use the fancy stuff? And if so, which one? What's their favorite programs? And where do they physically store them, like the digital photos? Are they on their internal computer drive or external drives in the cloud? Where are they? What do they do with them? And let's go through those answers. We've summarized that for you. And of course, this is not representative. but we think it does show trends and it probably gives us a pretty good idea.
No, I think it's reflective. It is quite reflective from what we've seen. And I think that's helpful, hopefully, for people to just sort of hear what others are doing so that then they can say, oh, okay, might give you some confidence to keep going with what you're doing, or even think about what, if you might change what you're doing and look at something else. I think it's always nice to sort of know what others are up to in this area. So that I think the survey has really been helpful for us to be able to just get a good understanding of what you're doing out there. And hopefully that will help and encourage others to reflect back on what they're doing as well. So let's jump in. So the way we're going to talk this through is, first of all, we're going to share the results with you, and we're going to give you a bit of a picture about, firstly, where people are storing their digital photos as far as, a percentage that are using folder structures or programs, management programs, how they structure those folders that they have their photo collection in. And if they're using programs, which ones they're using to manage their photos. So we'll talk a little bit about that and then some other nice feedback and interesting comments that people made, because we did ask for that at the end of our survey as well.
So, first
To
question
jump in.
was, yeah,
Yes.
where do people store their digital photos? Now, we just had a bit of a discussion before, and it was funny how we had perceived things differently. And so, surprisingly, 55% of the people who sent in their survey answers store their photos in a simple folder structure, which means also that 45%, so the rest of the people, they do use a photo management program.
The majority of people are using a simple folder structure, and we'll talk about what that structure looks like in a moment. But of the people that were surveyed, we also looked at where those photos are being physically stored. And so the majority, just over 50%, store their digital photos on their actual computer, so in the internal drive of their computer. And then, just under a quarter of people use some sort of a cloud storage. So that's maybe like a OneDrive or an iCloud, Google Photos, or something like that, where they're in the cloud, their actual photos. And about 13% or so do use an external drive. We do talk about that a fair bit as an alternative. So that was interesting to learn about too. And then the rest of people actually store them on their phone or keep them just on their phone. So yeah, that was just an interesting bit of information to see where you fit. Think about where you fit if you're of sort of that just over 50% that are storing them on the internal drive, or maybe in a cloud-based service.
So that means that it seems it's not outdated, right?
That's it. Well,
Even if it's not a big majority, but in this survey, as we said, it's not representative, but it seems, yes, a lot of people still use simple folder structures and don't go into the photo management programs. And there
yeah.
will be different reasons for it. Some left some comments with their choices and would say some don't trust the cloud, others find the programs very overwhelming, and so on. So there's different reasons for it, but it was funny just before, Fiona, you said that you were actually surprised by that outcome, and I had to say, when I'm thinking about it, I'm not really, from working with so many digital clients and only digital clients these days. This is actually confirming what I've experienced with
Yeah.
hands-on work, especially PC people. I find that most of my clients who have a Mac, they actually use the Apple Photos Library or Lightroom. On PC, it's a different matter. Almost all of my PC clients prefer to work in simple folder structures. So I sort of, my personal experience with clients confirms that outcome.
Yeah. And the majority of my experience is with the Apple Photo experience, which is where people then are using, from if they're taking from their phone, then they're staying within that Apple. But you work a lot with a lot more variety of clients in that digital space. Can I just say one thing? When we're talking about this summarizing, saying that 55% do store their photos in a simple folder structure, and 45% in a photo management program. We do understand that photo management programs use folders. And so, of course, all of our photos are in some kind of a folder. But specifically here, we are talking about where we're storing our digital photos from, when we're managing our photos, our photo collection. And that is that. So we're just sort of identifying that difference here. We're talking about a simple folder structure on our computer where we have, created new folder, and then we've called it a name, and then we've got folders, you know, photos in there. But ultimately, you know, our photos are sitting somewhere, and we understand that, you know, that in a photo management program, you know, often that they sit in folders too. So, but we are just making that clear differentiation between a simple folder structure and a photo management program.
Yeah, that's a good point, because they do have to live somewhere. they park somewhere, and that's in a folder somewhere. Yeah. Whether we can see the folder or not doesn't matter so much. And I think people understood when we're asking the question, judging by the responses. So
that's good.
Okay. So the next question was about people structure those folders in their photo collection. So this is the 55% who said that they use a folder structure and they don't use a program to manage their photos. So of those people, over 80% use a year month structure. That's pretty much standard. And I think it's logical to think in a chronological timeline when it comes to photos. But for some people, organizing by topics or events works better, and that's fine. Some have answered that they use a hybrid version. So they would use year months, but if there was a special event, for example, they would separate that out, but still name it in year months and then the event. So it has its own folder, but it slots into the chronological order automatically. Others use a mix of topical or thematic, and then within that chronologically, like, you know, birthdays, and then within that you could have folders named by year and months and name and whatever. So there is mixes of that, but we can say that the vast majority uses simple chronological structuring.
Yeah, and I think that's just, I think that's great, because, you know, 80%, that's a lot. You know, it's a really high number that are using just that good old simple year and month. And I think, you know, when we look at this from a maintenance point of view, I think it's really helpful to maybe address some of the procrastination that people might come up against when they, even if they're in organizing their photos, if they've started or if they haven't yet started, and you know, just like start today with a, you know, I'm opening up my computer and I'm creating a new folder with this month and the year, and I'm popping all my photos in there, and that's can be enough, and works too. So you know, I think it was just encouraging to know that. I think what that says to me is the, you know, the goals of organizing photos is to be able to find them and look through them, and this is one way that is just a, you know, a simple and easy way on any Mac or Windows to do that. Windows computer, yeah.
And talking of that structure, we actually have a folder structure prepared for you that you can download for free. So we'll put the link in the show notes, and you can get that structure so you don't have to write countless folder names. There are, you know, of course, programs that can help you sort photos based on their capture date into year month folders. There is software out there that can help you with that, but if you want to do that manually, we've done the work for you.
Yeah,
little gift for you.
It's good, and then you just literally grab selections of photos and slide them in to the relevant dates. So
yeah, we also, in terms of talking about how to structure it, we had a couple of people who are genealogists. I can never say that word. They're the family historians. And they often sort by person or by branch, by family branch, which personally I usually don't recommend, except it is for those sort of tasks when you go further back in that family history, it can make sense, but otherwise I would refrain from sorting by person. But it seems that the majority doesn't do that anyway, and those who do have a very good reasons for it, so that's another option. But yeah, okay.
Fantastic. So let's talk about the other 45% of people who use a photo management program. So which programs are they using? 50% are using Apple Photos, and about 25% are using Lightroom Classic. And then the rest of people are using either Google Photos, OneDrive, Mylio, Forever, and some other sort of lesser known programs. But the majority are using Apple Photos. And we have some with Lightroom Classic, which is a little bit more technically demanding as a program to organize your photos with. Brilliant. And it has, a huge range of features that support photo management and is the reason why that would be a popular one. We've talked about that with our dear friend Adam on many a podcast, Adam Pratt. But Apple Photos, it isn't surprising to me that that is, 50% of people are using Apple Photos. It's so very easy to use. We've also done one recently with Paul on the Apple ecosystem. So we'll link all these in the show notes for you. But that were the res they were the results from the programs that people are using to manage their photos if they do use a photo management program.
Good.
So,
So,
yeah, bottom line. Simple folder structure wins.
yeah. Well, simple is usually good because it is simple. You don't want to overthink things. And in photo management, it can become really complex very quickly in the digital photo management world. So if you have a system that works for you, what works.
And I think this area of photo management, it really does speak to people's that comment we hear often about being overwhelmed, and which then brings rise to procrastination and then some frustration and some concern about, not having photos backed up. And this overwhelm can come from not knowing what to do and things like that. So while we fully support photo management programs there and the benefits that they have, which we will talk about in a moment, but that simple folder structure to move past the procrastination of not having done anything and to do something to back up your photos and to maintain then some structure of organization, a simple year and month folder structure is a really great way that people can just get started. Which is good.
That is good. So, as we mentioned before, some left some sort of comment or questions or remarks, and we thought we'd take some of those out that might be of interest to more than one person. And oftentimes they were actually very similar remarks. So one of them was that they mentioned that they ran out of space on their computer. And this is very common, especially people with newish computers. I have found that there seems to be a trend of computer stores to sell people to sell computers to people with minimal storage, internal storage. And then we've got all those photos, and they will tell you, oh, you can keep it all in the cloud, and your computer only has the downloads, not everything. You can see it, but it doesn't actually live on your computer. That seems to be a bit of a trend I found in businesses who's that sell computers. So And then next step is you run out of space. So the easy solution for that is to get an SSD
Which is a
or an ex
solid state drive.
that's right, an external drive. And you can put your photos on that. That's absolutely possible, feasible. It's not hard to do. And the good news is also if you use a backup program like Time Machine or Backblaze or file history and things like that, you can include an external drive in that backup. So that doesn't need to be a worry. That absolutely works. So that would be your next step. If you run out of space, get an external drive, and next time you buy a new computer, make sure that you have enough internal space.
Fantastic. That's really good. So another comment that was raised is that photo management is an ordeal. It's overwhelming and confusing. Yes, and we get that. That's why we do the podcast to help people to try to navigate this whole area, because obviously it's important. Our photos are important to us, and it is why only sort of 45% of people do use photo management programs, because it can be overwhelming. And so what we thought we'd do, we'll link this again into the show notes, but have a look at episode 23, which we've got 5 steps to get you started now. So we're talking about really helping you get the ball rolling. If you are overwhelmed and things are confusing, and we don't have to jump into some of the difficult photo management software and things like that. We've got other options there for you. And episode 49, which talks about how to stop procrastinating about our photos, because obviously, as I was saying before, the feed-on effect of being overwhelmed is that we just, we often then can't move forward. So we've got some helpful tips there for you to move through that feeling.
And we had one poor lady. She got a photo stick, but she found it very confusing. So basically, the way I understood it, it made the whole thing worse. And if that happened to you, maybe check out our episode 46. That was one about questions that people ask. And we talked about our take on photo sticks. So it might be too late, but this is also a very regular question that, keeps popping up everywhere when people talk about how to back up or transfer photos from phones. And there's always that question, are photo sticks any good? Do they hold what they promise? And yeah, you can hear our take on that in that episode 46.
And we were also pleased to hear from several people that had filled out the surveys that they do have a good backup system in place, which is great, and that's really encouraging. And that was good to hear some feedback, so we thought we'd pass that on as well, which is great. One of the other things is that many people do have a lot of their printed photos. They have boxes full of printed photos. And there's a couple of episodes there, episode 6, which talks about sorting and organized printed photos, and also a more recent one, episode 89, where we've got some tips for printing, 5 tips for printing, for sorting printed photos. So hopefully that might be helpful. And that's, having boxes full of photos is, I think that's, it's a good sign that we're, we're holding on to our photos, and that we are either the holder, the keeper of historical photos in the family, and not to say necessarily of what to do with them, or that nothing's been done with them. But if you haven't done anything with them and you want to, then there's a couple of episodes that might be of benefit for you.
And I think I touched on that before. It was mentioned a couple of times that they don't trust cloud services. And we just want to encourage you and let you know that's totally okay. You don't need to use the cloud. It can make things easier in terms of transferring photos to your computer, or also in terms of backing up and keeping a backup copy away from home, which is oftentimes the cloud because it's so convenient and easy, but you don't have to do that. Absolutely not. There, I work with many, many clients who don't want to use the cloud, and that's fine. That works perfectly fine. If you don't use the cloud in terms of backing up, just make sure that you have a backup copy of your photos or of your entire computer for that matter that you keep away from home. So that can be at a friend's house or a family member's house. Not your next door neighbor, maybe, but go a bit further away, but so that it's still convenient, or at your workplace to sometimes take it home, do a backup, and bring it back. So that's no problem whatsoever.
We also had some comments about photos from iPhones, are too hard to manage on anything else except a Mac. So, yes, we understand.
Totally agree.
Yes, and we do agree. But as far as working within the Apple ecosystem, we do have episode 96, and Paul does mention in there about working within a Windows from having an iPhone photos as well. So have a little listen to that episode if that might be helpful.
And one was also about, it all takes time to manage to curate those photos. Be it working through the backlog, those 40,000 that you took over the last 20 years, or keep adding every month. So for that, we would like to encourage you to listen to episode 63, which is called The Magic of Maintenance, because there is some magic in that. And if we don't schedule the time and take the time for those sort of things, it very quickly, becomes very overwhelming again. And so there is real power to maintenance. If you do that, that is a key to success, we feel.
Absolutely. And so we understand it does take time. And I think it gets easier the more consistent we are. But there is no getting around that we just have to allocate some time to it. Absolutely.
But talking of that, so when you've listened to us for a bit, you know that we've talked about metadata, which is basically all the information about a picture. So who's in it, when was it taken, where was it taken, what was the event, and all that. Basically what you would write on the back of a printer photos in the olden days, as my sons would say. Someone actually mentioned and explained to us that they are putting their photos into folders and they name them well, but that's all they do, that they refuse to do, file renaming or adding any other metadata such as keywords or tags or people's names and all that. But what they do in that particular case, they then upload them to Google Photos just for viewing and sharing purposes, and make use of Google Photos' artificial intelligence power. Because, again, if you've listened to us for a bit, we're not fans of Google Photos for different reasons. But as a sharing and viewing tool, it's not the worst, and it is good fun, and the AI is extremely powerful. I would say it's the most powerful of all the photo management systems. And this is totally fair enough. If you've got good folder names, that makes your photos searchable. And that's what you want. So if you don't have the time or are not willing to put the time in and the effort or to learn a program, how to add keywords or rename files and whatnot, that's totally fair enough. Use Git for all the names. If that's enough for you and you can find your photos, that's good. That's all you want. You want them backed up and you want them searchable as much as possible with the least effort. So that's totally fine. And that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's great. So our takeaways from doing the survey really is that yes, folder structures are well and truly still alive and well. And always our main goal when we're doing anything with our photos is, as you I'm sure would all agree, is to be able to back up so that they're safe. And to view them. I mean, really, at the end of the day, they're the two main things that we're here for. And there is no right or wrong way to do that. It really is a matter of what works for you. And hopefully, we've got some tips along, that have been helpful, or if you want to listen to some past episodes that might be helpful if you haven't got the, this sort of stage set up yet for yourself. But really, just doing something is better than nothing. We're looking at, it's much better that we've got something done than looking at a perfect system. I think this is a really good reminder that just keep it simple. Keep it simple. Simple folder structures are good.
If it, we agree with others when they say the viewing experience is not great. Yes, that is the case. But again, it's about what works for you and what's a priority for you. And if that works for you, leave it at that. Don't
Yeah, and I think
complicate
some
it.
people are techie and tech savvy and want to learn new programs. And as we know, programs are always changing and being updated, and they are getting smarter and in the way that they use AI and things like that. But it can be hard to continue to keep up with the progression and updates and things like that in programs. Yeah, we did have a comment about programs, photo management programs are a very specific user experience, and they have a range of different other benefits, other different files you can keep in them and things like that. But really, if that isn't for you, then that's okay. It's what works for you. And so I think it's it's great to be able to know what your options are and then be confident with what you choose and move forward.
Good. So, and also, if you do feel like you need some more training or learn a specific program like Lightroom Classic, go for it. And you might want to check out the courses that we have on our website. They cover all that, so you might find something there that's of interest to you. Go have a look. And also, as we said before, we will link all those episodes that we mentioned before, and the link to this empty folder structure that we've prepared for you. We'll put that all in the show notes. So click on those links and go find what you need. And if you're not on our newsletter list, we encourage you to sign up so that you will always hear from us when a new episode is out, which is monthly at the moment. And also, please always feel free to share if you have friends or family members or anybody who might struggle with the photo management as well. Just feel free to share our link to the podcast or to the newsletter, to the website, whatever. Just forward the newsletter. That's easiest probably. And also, if you do have a specific question or wishes, we have a little wish list, so you can put that in there. Again, you will find a link to that in the show notes and on the website and everywhere. So don't be shy and just let us know how we can help, because we want to answer your questions and help you so that this whole thing becomes a little bit easier, hopefully. That's it for today. I'm Chantelle from Photos in Order.
And I'm Fiona from Photo Helper. So thanks for tuning in. And as always, we wish you a very happy photo organizing. Take care. Bye.
Bye.